Brian Hunter Ray, first question. How cold was the fountain yesterday?
The fountain was very cold. I don't know if we have an official temp on that, but I'm guessing somewhere in the mid to low 60s.
You do realize, I mean, we were joking about it yesterday and stuff, but you really have created something I think that everyone's going to do from this point on.
I hope so. It's great. I mean, you know, that's the kind of the iconic spot of Belle Isle. So I hope that's a tradition for years to come.
That you've become like the Shoey of Belle Isle now. That's what it is.
Nice. Love it. I'll take
it. So let me ask you a question. With the strategies yesterday, with you doing the three-stop and stuff and Alex on two like that, do you go into the race, the team, do you guys talk about what the other drivers on your team are doing, or do you just stay in your own world?
A bit of both. I mean, we have an idea for what cars are going to do what. Usually the front runners, the guys that are starting in the top five or so, will try and just go for a two-stopper, especially if they have good cars. So we know what's coming, or basically we have a rough idea of it. We were sticking to our strategy because we knew where our strengths were, and we played to them.
How do you, as a driver, especially, I mean, you know, you've had such just weird, it's fair to say it's been a weird couple of years for you, right?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
I mean, that's fair. I mean, you know, but when you know you have the car, you know you got the fresher tires, and you're sitting 9 seconds back or wherever you are, and then those last 20 laps, do you have to reel yourself in and kind of reset so you don't overdrive the car?
You just kind of go with your instinct, you know, and you go with what you have. I mean, you just have to let it all go at that point and just put qualifying laps together. I knew that was the only way we were going to have a shot at winning was to really put down, you know, really quick laps at that point. There was no other way around that. So just got on with the job and had a good little charge there at the end and never looked back once we took the lead.
You were doing the overcutting. It's so funny. You know, F1, it's always about undercutting. And I was watching you guys overcut people yesterday, like with Will and them, and the laps you were putting in then. I mean, again, I go back to the same thing. For you, you just seem to have another part in the racing punt, another gear that you could find an extra second when you really needed it.
Yeah, it's one of those moments, you know, when you have a car that you really like, you just kind of get in sync with it. And, you know, you can find that next level when the car does that for you. And when you're on your game, it just kind of all comes together. So, yeah, for sure. Special win and a big win for the team, no doubt.
So wins, you know, you always hear the saying, wins breed wins. So you expect this to be the start of a run, I would assume. I mean, and I've seen it in racing for many years now that once you get one, you got a taste of it and that confidence level comes back and off you go.
Yeah, a run starts with one, so hopefully this is the first of a few for us. So we're going to, you know, go challenge for this championship, hopefully, and make a run of it.
Are we still learning this platform from the first race in St. Pete to now in the road courses? Are we getting a better handle on it?
We're getting a better idea for it, but everywhere we go, every track we go to is much different from the previous track that we were just racing. So, yeah, the new kit, the new aero kit, is it's an experiment at the moment. You know, everywhere we go, we have to find what it needs as an offset to the previous year's setup. So we're definitely not, you know, counting our chickens here. It's something where we need to make the most of every weekend, make the right setup changes, and we're learning the whole way.
It's fun, isn't it? It seems to me like you guys, I mean, I know winning, obviously, it's a stupid thing to say. I apologize, Ryan, but the sport as a fan, as I watch, I love the racing this year. I mean, it just feels like you guys are getting after it. You're having fun in the cars, and it's very intense to watch because there's so much going on.
Yeah, it's busy behind the wheel, no doubt. I think the new kit's great for racing, and the fans certainly love it. So we need to tweak it here and there, you know, for different aero packages on certain tracks, but I think we're in the window and things are looking good.
Last thing, I'll let you go, Ryan. How do you, people always talk about the parachute effect, you know, when you pull out behind somebody on an oval or even on a road course, do you feel that on Belle Isle on the back? If you go out to pull up to pass someone, do you still get that parachute effect in the car?
Yeah, a bit. I mean, it's not as exaggerated as it would be at 230 plus miles an hour, but yeah, for sure you do. You get the draft and then you can pass, you know, pop up and pass and, you feel it, no doubt about it, but to a lesser extent because the speeds aren't as great.
Okay. I was just curious because it looked like you guys were definitely passing and stuff, and then head to Texas this week. It's going to be fun to see how the package works on that slot car track. So,
yeah, no doubt.
Man, Ryan, congratulations. I love the joy yesterday and jumping in the fountain. It was fantastic, dude. That was great.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Big win for us.
Thanks, bud. And we'll hand it over to Scott Dixon here.
Yep. Hello.
Scott, congratulations. How are you, man? Oh, there we go. We got you now, Scott. Our phone dropped out for a second. That was a hell of a run on Saturday, man.
Yeah, it was definitely good. You know, it was pretty much a flawless race for the whole PNC Bank team, and just one of those days where everything goes the way that you want it to.
Do you find when did you know you had a car that car? Did you ever get to a point during the race you're like, don't screw this up, I've got the car to beat?
Yeah, quite often luckily for us, that situation, pops up, but to get the win, it's always tough. I think at any point, especially with the competition, right now in the Verizon IndyCar Series, it's extremely tough to beat all these other competitors. And, I don't think really at any point during the race until, you see that checkered flag, do you think that you've got it in the bag? So, as we saw in Sunday's race, with Ryan and Rossi, it can, fall to pieces pretty quickly.
I'm always intrigued, too, watching you guys. Anyone who watches the race at Belle Isle, one of the things that's interesting to me, Scott, is when you guys come through one and two, and I think I've asked you about this before, you're pretty much full throttle by the time you're coming out of turn one through that. That transition has got to be hell on you to do it for 70 laps two consecutive days.
Yeah, well, the whole track, it's, I think, street courses in general, just because they're, typically a little more bumpy, you're changing, surfaces all the time. The car, is moving around a ton, and also even this year, with the new Euro kit, the car's a little bit lighter in many places, so you're fighting with it a bit more. And yeah, turn one two is definitely a classic corner for Belle Isle, and one that's very fast. You're in fourth gear, almost shifting straight to fifth as soon as you exit a turn two there, and you got that long straight and that good run down turn three. But I love turn one and two. It's a lot of fun.
It looked like the cars, do they roll through the turns better than last year, or is a little more driving involved because you don't have as much downforce?
I think the lap times are fairly close. I think we're about a second off, but considering that we've got 25 to 30% less downforce than what we had last year, the cars are working really well, and it's I enjoy it. I think having the car this light on downforce, it definitely feels like you got a ton more power there too. So it's a great adjustment that the IndyCar Series has made to the cars, and I think over the next year or so we'll be able to find a little bit more to make the racing just that little bit better too.
As Indy, are you getting? Do you give feedback to IndyCar as well about the? Do they ask you guys? Or you just talk through your team to them?
No, it's constant. Even after Indianapolis, IndyCar, we're going around, most of the teams trying to understand what they can, improve down the road and what areas of the car they can, maybe make better. And it's hard, right? Because you're chasing tracks that, each year they lose a little bit of grip because, just weather and that on, the tar seal and stuff, takes its toll. Like at Indianapolis, it's been a long time since it's been resealed. So, those things all come into trying to figure out the best package, and IndyCar are definitely working hard at making sure that each year that we come to these tracks that we've got a competitive package and one that has good racing.
What a compliment though to what you guys are doing, Scott, as a sport. I mean, to have the rumblings on an international level about McLaren being here this weekend, looking at Belle Isle and looking, maybe bringing a full-time ride into IndyCar next year. People are like, competition. I'm like, competition is a form of flattery. It tells you that people want to race against you.
Yeah, and to be honest, I think the Verizon IndyCar Series is the best racing on the planet right now. It's the depth of the teams and the drivers and just the sheer competition is through the roof, and it's starting to get some of the recognition that it's deserved for many years now, and hopefully it takes off and could be a future that's very strong for the sport.
And then now all I want is I want one time we can, because Penske, Roger can do this now. He can pay the entire everybody to have you guys go to Bathurst with these cars just once.
Yeah, that would be interesting. It's I've been to Bathurst just as a spectator, but an IndyCar around that place would be pretty crazy.
You guys could do it. I mean, well, hell, they took an F1 out there on the track once, so why not?
Yeah, let's do it, man. Let's do it.
Scott, congratulations. It was great to see you there over the weekend, man, and watch what you guys are doing with Honda. And, of course, you get an Acura NSX from Honda just for winning, right?
Well, yeah, maybe I need to call up about that, right? is that what you heard? Yeah, I hope so.
Drop my name and they'll hang up on you even quicker. So,
perfect.
Scott Dixon, man, you and Ryan, hey, enjoy the day. I know it's going to be a crazy week. Safe travels. Have fun in Texas. We can't wait to watch this one, too, man. It's going to be nuts.
Awesome. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right. All the best.